The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Hi, friends. I cannot wait till 8:20 this morning.
So excited.
I know you can't.
Jess is going to be spinning our chug wheel four times.
The old quad spin.
Four times.
And
she's
four
got her
chugs.
She's got her New York Giants gear on this morning.
I have to.
They betrayed you.
Yeah, that's the reason you're chugging.
Exactly.
Technically, that was on me. That was my bad call.
No, if they didn't suck or if you weren't a fan of their team.
Yeah,
they
but I should
like
have
a normal
team,
person.
They didn't have the worst record in the entire NFL. Like, maybe you'd be in a better spot this morning.
You're
maybe
right.
I'd be chugging.
Technically, I'm the one to blame. Or my boyfriend's the one to blame because I chose this team because of him.
You're right.
I blame him.
So that's going to be 8:20 this morning. Jess will spin our chug wheel four times and chug whatever the wheel lands on. I'm so excited.
Oh, God.
It's going to be great.
First talk back of the day. Let's get to it.
Yo, happy Taco Tuesday. I mean, happy Chug Wheel Tuesday. I'm hella excited for Jess. Man, had to wait how long for this? Woo! Go Raiders!
Yeah, this has been like months that we've been waiting for this day since
NFL season.
Which I will say,
18 weeks of it
made it a little easier because then I almost already knew what was going to happen. So
you've come to terms with it.
Your fate
has been sealed very early on. It was clear they were not going to be good this season, and you acceptance is the first stage in your grief, I guess. Except that you haven't seen what's on the chug wheel today. Chug Wheel 2025 has been reloaded with some new items.
Wait, what's on there?
A lot of fun on there today.
Can you tell us now?
I'm not going to tell you all the things. Be here at 8:20, but one of the new featured items for today is something called Beanie Weenie Water. It's going to be great.
It's going to
be great.
We can't be entering some random items that only you know what they are.
It's Beanie Weenie Water. It's right there
that
on the wheel.
That sounds disgusting.
Well, you'll find out. Hopefully you don't land on that space.
That is so gross.
Keep it on the wheel for when it's Selena's turn.
Oh, this is going to be great.
Graham, so the kids are still at home this week?
Yeah, your kids are back in
school
this week.
They're back in school. They went back yesterday.
Mine are not. They're still on their holiday break, and it's impossible to get anything done. We moved into our new house. I got a lot of little projects. I got closet shelves to build so we can finally unpack because all our stuff's in boxes. I can't find any of my stuff. And then you got two kids at home and that just kills everything. And my wife is working this week as well. So it's a nightmare in my house. And so I thought, I got to get these kids away because, you know, screens. All they want to do is screens. And I feel like, you know, I'm there. I got to do something with them. And yesterday was all foggy and cold and they didn't want to go outside. I'm like, okay, we got to do something that's not a screen. How about a puzzle? I channeled my inner Selena because Selena likes to puzzle.
Love puzzles.
And I brought out...
It's been a minute though.
I brought out a puzzle. We don't have a lot of them, but the one that we have, 1,000 pieces.
Yes!
And a lot of excitement at the start. Oh, they were really into it. And then by the time we had... not even started to assemble the thing, you're just flipping over all the stupid pieces to get them face side up, right?
Yep. Yeah.
And spread them out on the table. We weren't even all the way through that. Totally lost interest. Although, you know me, I'm not a quitter. I like to see things through to the end, and so I start assembling some of this. And
so
now
you're just sitting there doing it by yourself at this point?
Yeah, and I keep telling them, like, okay, is anyone going to help me? I hope somebody's going to help me. And to be honest, they're not much help. Little kids and... 1,000-piece puzzles, they're terrible. The big floor puzzles that have like 20 pieces, they're phenomenal at those. These little pieces are tiny, and the 1,000 pieces, they're not much help. So I'm like, can anyone find a piece that's teal and orange and has a yellow stripe through it? It's like they're blind. I'm the one to find them all. And so now I'm stuck assembling this stupid thing, and I don't know. I'm hooked now. Now I have to finish it. But it's miserable. It's so miserable.
You did it to yourself.
Why do you like this, Selena? It's awful.
It's like relaxing for me. Look, I don't do it all the time, and it's honestly been a really long time since I've done a puzzle. But before, like, put the kids to bed, let me just relax with some wine and puzzle a little bit.
What are you,
80? Nerd alert.
How old are you?
Oh, me, Jess. Excuse
me. You make fun of me for the things I do, but you're over here puzzling?
It's different. I'm a mom. I can do old things sometimes.
Anyways, to people that like puzzles, I apologize. But this thing, I just don't, I don't know. It's frustrating and miserable, but something about it, I can't quit because I'm not a quitter.
You can't. And then once you finish it, you're going to feel so like accomplished.
But then you have to put it
feeling
back
of
in
satisfaction.
The box.
Yeah, then you got to break it all up again.
Last night, I convinced my daughter to go back to the puzzle with me. Right, you know, we had about 20 minutes before bedtime. I was like, "Come work on this thing with me," and you know, be like little father daughter bonding time. And of course, it, you know, she's flipping the pieces and things are falling. And I spent 25, maybe 30 minutes looking for this one piece. I'm like, once I can find this one piece and complete this one little section, then we can go to bed. And she's like, I'm so tired. I just want to go to bed. Not until we find this one piece.
You were keeping her.
We look, I look all over everywhere. I cannot find this thing. It's the one piece that's on the effing floor. It is the one piece that is on the floor that she had knocked down there. I dang near put my kid up for adoption. I was so, I was like, because she was knocking the thing. I was like, if you knock the pieces on the ground, I'm not going to be able to find them. And the one piece I'm looking for is under the table.
I love that you're going to be stuck doing this all week.
God, I hate it.
Keep us updated. I need to know when you finish this thing.
Can you come over
and do it for me? I get an invite to the new house?
Yes, come on over.
Yes,
work on this puzzle.
I'll bring my hot Cheeto fingers.
Ooh.
I've got like 900 more pieces to put together.
Selena will be done with it in 20 minutes.
I hope so.
Right. Give me a half hour. I
Please.
Got you, Graham.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
You're like a real puzzle dork.
You do?
No, you are. during that song, that's Lady Gaga, Down the Smile, as Selena's like, well, what's the puzzle of? I was talking about how I'm stuck doing this puzzle with my kids, 1,000 pieces, and they bailed out, and it's just me. And she's like, well, what's the puzzle about? Oh, man, that one sounds great. Oh, I wish I could do that puzzle. I can't get my family to do a puzzle with me. Come over to my house and do the stupid puzzle.
I would love to. It's Wild 94.9, the Bay's number one hit music station. We are the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess. And it's time for...
The four things you need a heads up on to start your day.
A lot of changes coming to Meta. Well, one main one. So Facebook and Instagram, they're getting rid of the third-party fact-checking program. They said that expert fact-checkers often had their own biases, and too much content was being fact-checked. So now they're going to be copying X of all platforms and using a community notes model where users decide what posts are misleading or need more context.
Yeah, let me know how that goes. The misinformation on Twitter is, they really quelled that. Nice work. More salt in the wounds for fans of the Sacramento Las Vegas A's, formerly of Oakland, as the team has now decided that after decades of never paying to keep any of their top players, the second they leave town, we're going to start doing just that. Yesterday, the team announced they signed designated hitter Brent Rooker to a 5-year, $60 million extension. This comes on the heels of the A's signing pitcher Luis Severino to a $67 million contract earlier this offseason. Interesting.
Some fog this morning, but it will be mostly clear and sunny during the day with temperatures reaching the mid-60s. And overnight lows will be pretty chilly, dropping to the 40s.
Hey, Cancer besties!
Hey!
Your day today is going to be an 8. It's time to push for a big professional prize. Take charge and go for it. Your persistence will finally pay off and you'll get farther than you imagined you could.
Nice.
Love that for you guys.
How come no one's ever gotten a 10? What do we do have to get a 10?
That's a good
question. No, someone's day was a 10 one time.
I don't recall anyone ever having a 10.
I've had a 9.
9 is the highest I can recall.
I don't think either of you guys could handle a 9.
Whoa. Okay, so there is somebody on Reddit.
You get too excited the day, your day being a 9, of course.
Someone on Reddit is claiming that their sister-in-law and her fiancé, they're having two wedding ceremonies, and his and her ceremony, because they couldn't agree on one wedding style. She wants a little wedding. He wants a big wedding. She wants like a destination wedding, like where people have to fly out, a hotel and all that. He's like, no, let's just have one here. 200 people, everybody we know, they're invited. So they're having two separate ceremonies, and they're expecting close friends and family to go to both. No ifs, ands, or buts. You got to go to both. And that's why this person's on Reddit. Like, what do I do? This is insane. A couple with a his and hers wedding ceremony. Two different ones because they couldn't agree on a wedding style. Is this couple going to make it?
Sure. It sounds like rich people problems to me. If you can afford a destination wedding and a regular wedding, you know how much weddings cost? If you can afford both these things.
But the point of this is coming together as one.
And agreeing.
It's a union. Making sacrifices.
Yeah, but I
don't see this working out long term.
I can understand that. I mean, if you've grown up your whole life envisioning and a wedding happening one way, like I want this big party with all my boys and everybody there, and then somebody wants the polar opposite of it, the meeting in the middle is not really a meet in the middle on that, right? Because if somebody wants just a teeny tiny destination wedding and the other person wants a big blowout hometown with all their friends, meeting in the middle doesn't really work.
But you
both people are not going
to
like it.
But
you're going to get two unhappy people.
At both. So are you going to be unhappy at the one you didn't want? Does that make sense? Like, I think if you're getting married...
Yeah, you swallow your pride at that one, and you do that for your partner.
But isn't swallowing your pride saying, okay, I'm going to not do this part the way I wanted it. You can pick how you want this part, and we're going to have one ceremony.
Like,
that's what normal people do. A compromise.
To me, it seems like the ultimate compromise. I'm going to do the exact thing you want. And in exchange, you're going to do the exact thing that I want. When, like I'm saying, if they both compromised
and
got a wedding that wasn't destination and had 100 people at it, they're both, you know, or like not that many people.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever, they're both annoyed. They both didn't get any part of the outcome that they wanted. Now, as a guest, there's not a chance in hell I'm going to two of them. I'm not paying to go to a destination wedding and then going to another one of your weddings, or I'm skipping the destination wedding and I'm going to the one that's more affordable. I don't have to travel. I'm not going to both. I don't care to see you get married twice. Nobody cares.
That part's weird to me. So you have to stand there and do the vows again. And
done.
Like,
yes, no.
The cake
not doing
again.
It.
The pictures
also,
again.
To your point, Selena, it's like, is this going to keep coming up? And I mean, if they have the money for it, I guess, sure, go for it. But like, if they don't agree on a house that they want to live in, are they going to be like...
Let's get two houses!
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
You live there, I live here. Like, is that...
One with like a huge
happen?
Man cave, and then one that's like little quaint, like a little granny cottage.
Like a little
she
cottage.
Can have that
yeah.
one, and me and the boys will be watching football on the big screens.
I don't know. I don't see this working out.
It seems tough.
Forever.
But then again, if money wasn't an issue and you had just money laying around, would you do two parties? Possibly. But
see,
not two weddings.
It's just like doing it. There are plenty of people that do a destination wedding, super small. They realize nobody can do it. And then they come home and do like just a reception. They don't do the ceremony over.
But I feel like that's
different. Is it that far different from that?
No, but the only thing that is different that matters to me is that the fact that it's something that is separate because of the bride and groom not being able to agree.
I understand.
I know a lot of couples that, they'll do a destination wedding, come back and have something for the people that couldn't make it.
Yeah.
I think that's a little bit different because they're both on the same page still.
If this was your bestie getting married, would you attend both things?
Yes. I would.
You have to.
Yeah.
You don't have to do anything.
Yes, you do. For your bestie, you do.
God, you're going to go broke doing
that.
You're going to spend like $5,000 going to one person's double wedding. I already saw you get married. I don't need to see it again.
Yeah.
I'm not going to your vow renewal in 10 years either.
And also two gifts.
Two of those.
Lucky couple.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not, You're not getting a single gift.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Happy Tuesday. Thanks so much for hanging out with us. We hope you are having a great morning. Thank you to everyone who's left TalkBack so far, trying to get those tickets for the weekend. That's going to be a crazy show. You know, his album is dropping later this month.
Yep, the 24th.
And everything he does is going to be, like, we know it's big. And so he's performing at the Rose Bowl. It's already sold out. We have your tickets. All you have to do is leave us a TalkBack with your name, city, why you love Wild 94.9. And that's it. That's all you got to do to qualify. Just do it between the hours of 6 and 9 a.m. All right, Jez, so what are you watching?
I am watching a new documentary on Netflix called Don't Die, The Man That Wants to Live Forever. So I'm curious to know if you guys have ever heard of this guy. His name is Brian Johnson. He's like a millionaire.
See the dude that like
the blood guy?
Yeah, see like infuses his kids' blood and stuff.
Yes.
You've talked about him before, right?
Yeah.
So there's a new documentary, if you want to check it out on Netflix, and it goes deeper into everything that he's doing. So he's determined to, quote, live forever or die trying. So he does the blood plasma transfusions. But he is also spending just millions of dollars on medical grade equipment, supplements, and everything that it takes for him to take his aging speed to the lowest possible number. Here are some of the things that he talks about that he does in the documentary.
Probably over 100 different things I do. And that begins with, in the morning I wake up, I turn a specific light on in my bathroom that gives me sun-like exposure. I take 54 pills with a concoction that I call the Green Giant. I put a cap on my head for hair growth that has 312 laser diodes. Then I work out for an hour, come in, eat a few pounds of vegetables.
Oh my God, a few pounds?
Yeah.
Oops, sorry.
Mind you, that is just like the morning. That's just the beginning of his day. He mentioned,
what does the hair growth cap have to do with living forever? I think you can be bald and still,
I think that affects your lifespan.
I think he wants to stay looking like he's, you know, whatever age he is now or
so,
younger.
According to him, for every 12 months, he ages 8 months, which is pretty crazy. I mean, the extent that he goes through.
Does he actually, though?
I mean, he seems to have a lot of data to back it up. I could look at that data, though, and anything could fool me. But I am curious to know how you guys feel about this, because obviously he's able to do all of this because he has millions of dollars, right?
Right, he's rich.
So if you had access to everything that he has for your day-to-day life, would you do something like this? Would this be something of importance to you?
I think it would, not because the ultimate goal is to live forever, but I would be using anything I can to be healthier.
Okay.
I think to be here as long as I can for my kids.
Yeah, I mean, I think you take it up to a point. Like, I would, of course, if I had limitless wealth, sure, I'm going to do a lot of healthier things and have a personal trainer and a chef, and I'm going to take care of myself differently because I'm not going to be stressed out. Yeah. And I'm not going to be, you know, eating junk food and not exercising. You're going to make a lot of changes. But what he is doing is obviously taking it to an exponential level where, like, life sounds miserable. I'd rather live a shorter, way happier life than one where I got to take 54 pills every morning. I got to eat 10 pounds of vegetables and I got to do all this just so that I may, because he doesn't know. He may live longer and age slower than the way. He doesn't know. Mm-hmm. We don't know until we get to see the full result of everything that he did. And that's, we're going to see that when he dies.
Right.
Then you can sit back and say, wow, it really worked. Or, well, some things might have worked, some things didn't.
Because
he doesn't know.
What about the people who live to be like 111? You ask them what their secret is. And they're like, oh, I smoke cigarettes every day.
Yeah. I ate a Twinkie each night and I drank a glass of brandy. You know?
So I'm not really fully buying everything that he's doing.
I mean,
yet.
A lot of people do make that argument, like, are you really living? Because you're spending every single moment of your waking day.
That's all I'm thinking when
something.
I hear him talk about it. What kind of life is that?
Now,
I don't want that life.
This obviously does not help with his dating life, because could you guys date somebody who is doing over 100 things a day?
No. Plus, imagine the 2 pounds of vegetables and all those supplements.
Ew! Oh my god, lay off the broccoli, bro!
Seriously.
But okay, what if your significant other right now, obviously they have had different lifestyles than this, right? But what if one day they wake up and they're like, hey, these are the new things that I want to implement into my life. Like waking up and eating 2 pounds of vegetables.
Then you're supportive of that and just use the bathroom downstairs away from me.
Right.
Graham, what about you?
No, I mean, you support the goal is to better themselves and be healthier. Sure.
Right.
But I can support from afar on a lot of these things.
Yeah, but being honest, if I met somebody, like if I was dating and I met somebody who was, you know, this was his lifestyle, I'd just be like, we don't really have a lot in common.
Yeah.
Right
and
now,
I would,
you know?
Likewise, I would think they don't have a lot in common with you. They're like, you're just going to sit here on the couch for the next 4 hours? And then you're just going to DoorDash some food?
Yeah. And then make a puzzle later?
Yeah.
And then Selena loves
do some puzzling?
So I think there is something to that. I mean, he talks about all of the issues that he has, but he does lay it out in the very beginning with anybody that he meets. He's like, hey, this is the regimen that I have. And he's like, people won't believe me in the beginning. But then I'm like, no, like, this is exactly, let me lay it down. This is exactly what I do
Weird.
On my day-to-day basis. And obviously, not a lot of people are going to stick around for something like that.
So the documentary, if anyone does want to watch it, is...
Don't Die, The Man That Wants to Live Forever.
And it's on...
Netflix.
Everything's on Netflix. Yep. I don't even bother asking.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Alex from San Jose. One reason why I love the show is because you guys are always up with me in the morning. I listen to you guys on my way to work. And for work, I drive all day. So you guys are always, till 10 a.m. But I love listening to you guys. You guys are funny. You guys make the day go by a lot quicker. So thanks for that.
Oh, thank you for that. Yes, if you want to win the sold-out tickets for the weekend at the Rose Bowl, all you have to do is leave us a talk back with your name, city, why you love Wild 94.9, And that's it. You know how easy that is? Just leave a talk back between the hours of 6 and 9 to get yourself qualified to win these tickets.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
Demi Moore was not snubbing Kylie Jenner. This is according to Demi's daughter. If you missed the video we had on our story yesterday, it's them at the Golden Globes. Demi Moore walks up to Kylie Jenner's table and she completely ignores Kylie. She instead starts talking to Elle Fanning, and Kylie, she's in the background smiling like she wants to like jump into the conversation. She's like bobbing her head. Demi Moore completely ignores her. She even goes from Elle Fanning over to Kylie's man, who's sitting on the other side of Kylie.
He skips right over the top of her.
Starts talking to him, and Kylie just got zero acknowledgement. Poor thing. A lot of people online had some things to say about that. Well, Demi Moore's daughter, Tallulah, had this to say. She posted, "Nipping this straight in the bud. We spent New Year's with Elle, so connecting with her after a win was a very organic thing to do. This angel was in total shock and delight in moving through a warm room of well-wishers. There was no snub of any sort. Had she seen Kylie Jenner wanting to congratulate her, she would have fully given her the time and space, literally just give it all a break and let a gal enjoy her accomplishments.
Seriously.
No, I think there was a snub. Smile. You don't have to spend a lot of time, but you at least give her a glance, a smile, a little pat on the shoulder. You're standing right there.
Probably, but, you know, it's a big room. There's a lot of people you're trying to say hi to. You think you're just, like, in passing, like, hey, yeah. You know, like, I don't know. You don't look at everybody.
I could see that if she was passing, walking by, but you literally stopped at her table. Mm-hmm.
You're, like, leaning right over her, basically.
Right behind her.
What if she didn't recognize her, didn't know who it was? It was like, I don't know this.
That would sting.
I don't know this person, so I'm not going to make eye contact so I can avoid an awkward exchange.
By the way, did you know at the Golden Globes, that was Demi Moore's first major award?
Ever? Really?
Ever. Her entire career.
That's pretty crazy.
Yeah, she won Best Actress in a Comedy or Musical for her role in The Substance. Her first award.
Good for her.
Yeah. More details on Britney Spears' biopic.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, I got a little confused earlier. I said biopic because back in the day, I said biopic one time and JV scolded me about how that's not the right way to say it.
I remember that.
Biopic.
You and I ever since have been saying biopic.
I know. We're the only ones. Thanks to JV. So Britney's biopic is based on her book, The Woman in Me. Careful.
Yeah.
Guys, the director is John M. Chu, the guy who did Wicked. He's from the Bay Area. Yeah, he's from right here in Palo Alto. So he told Entertainment Tonight that Britney will be heavily involved in the film. He says he has a lot of ideas, but it's still really early. Like, they haven't even actually got started. But Britney's going to have, you know, an opinion on everything that they do.
Yikes.
As far as the lead role.
That sounds, who would sign up for that? I'd sign up to make the movie if, like, she had
zero involvement.
Her only involvement was the interviews we did with her or whatever, but no, like, creative or directive. Like, that would be...
Do you think she'll do press interviews once this movie is done and, like, almost out?
It's summer, and
stop.
I'm going to be eating popsicles watching this movie.
He did say about casting that lead role, he doesn't know if he's going to give it to a veteran actor or a newcomer. He does say that everybody who's been like posting about who should have the role online, he sees those ideas. Like, he knows there's a lot of people online that were thrown out, like Emma Roberts, for example. So, like, he's listening, but he hasn't decided yet.
We see all your ideas, but like, I don't know what I'm gonna do. And like, I'm only 3 years old, actually, and I'm moving
to
Mexico.
She was five.
I'm five now.
Happy birthday to me. Graham, what do you have?
A couple notable Bay Area taco spots are shutting down, one permanently and one just temporarily. Let's start with the temporary, and that's the world-famous Oceanfront Taco Bell in Pacifica. That location currently has a closed sign up because on Sunday night, the owner announced they're going to shut down the restaurant for 2 weeks for a remodel. They didn't give an exact reopening date. Nothing was posted there. So for the next couple weeks, no cheesy gordita crunches in Pacifica. You guys ever been to that one?
No.
I don't know if I have either. I feel like I have, but I can't remember.
I feel like I should, but it's so far.
But it's world famous.
I know.
It's an iconic location. I can't wait to go. Now to the permanent taco closure, and that is Si Casa. You guys ever been? There's one in Napa in the Oxbow Market. I think that's the longest running one there. I think it'd been there for the past 15 years, but there's also a location in Emeryville, and one in San Ramon. Now, the Si Casa in Napa recently got headlines because of a Department of Labor investigation that found they were violating child labor laws and employing people under the age of 14 years old.
There was also some
violations with a pregnant employee. They were denying her private space to pump and some other things. Apparently, Si Casa said that don't believe the headlines because the underage employees that were working there were like kids of employees that actually work there, and they're kind of disputing the claims a little bit, and they said they're going to fight those charges. I think they got a $45,000 fine for those labor violations. But after that was announced, a week later, they just said, and we're done, permanently closing all three locations. And they've taken a moment and said their goodbyes, thanked everybody for years of support.
This is kind of interesting.
I just got to say this, though, just because Si Casa, if you've never been, I'm going to miss that spot. Great food. Love their food.
Aww.
So I wish take a moment.
This is just reminded me. One of my theas, she owns a taqueria, right?
Mm-hmm.
And like my cousins, they're much older now and they've moved, college and families and all that stuff. But growing up, we were like kind of around the same age. So they're like 26 and a half, obviously.
Yeah.
But they always like worked there when she was working there. Nobody ever reported her because all the customers thought it was cute to have like 9-year-olds bring your plates.
Right.
That was illegal.
I think we've all seen stuff like that. But yeah, there are child labor laws and some things to protect against that.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Thank you so much for hanging out with us.
Hey, what's up, JV Show? Danny B here, longtime friend of the show. I just want to go to the archives real quick. Back in February, I left the talk back, wishing my girlfriend of 10 years a happy anniversary. And then, boom, got roasted by the show. Oh, what do you mean, girlfriend? 10 years was taking so long, yada, yada. I posted the clip on Instagram. They were all like, dude, they roasted you, haha. Well, over the weekend, I finally proposed. I asked the question. We are officially engaged now. So I want to give a shout out to my fiance, Hazel. And yeah, I think Jess is working on getting the picture on Instagram.
Oh, my God.
All right. Hazel and Danny B, congrats. That's super exciting. Couple things, though. One,
who gives a fuck?
Yes. And secondly,
what took so long, dude? 10 years?
It's like you knew you wanted to marry her this whole time.
Or did you not know? Is that what you're saying?
And then you just dragged your feet. So it's like, should we still be more happy for you or still be more puzzled that you didn't make this happen earlier, bro?
That's a good question.
I'm a little puzzled, but more congratulations.
All right, congrats.
To you. That's amazing news. And Jess, you're going to get the picture up.
Oh, yeah, it's floating.
Maybe he DM'd you. Check your DMs. We're going to get to What the Bleep. It's your chance to win a JV Show chug mug. All you got to do is be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word. As always, leave that on the talkback mic on the free iHeartRadio app. Here's today's clip.
When I can usually only last like 20 seconds max, and I'd like to think that's probably average for most guys.
Whoa.
What is wrong with you?
What do you think? That's not nothing wrong.
I mean, hey, that's a long time.
Thank you. That's what we want to hear from you ladies. All right, think about what that bleeped out word could be. Remember, this is a squeaky, clean, family-friendly show most of the time. And one of the times is right now because the boss is listening. Mm-hmm. So keep your guesses clean, please.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Hey, don't forget, if you want to see The Weeknd right there at the Rose Bowl, the show is sold out, but we got your way in. All you have to do is leave us a talk back with your name, City, why you love Wild 94.9. Between the hours of 6 and 9, at any time in the morning, leave us that talk back, and that's going to qualify you to win those tickets. We are the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess. And right now we're playing What the Bleep. It's where you can win a JV Show chug mug. All you have to do is be the very first person to guess today's bleeped out word. In case you missed it, here's today's clip.
When I can usually only last like 20 seconds max, and I'd like to think that's probably average for most guys.
I think it is. Even Jess said, wow. Oh, I thought you were like impressed. Okay.
Thank you. Thank you, Jess. And I most said, guys,
are you even trying?
People that are doing longer, you're just either showing off or you're lying. You can't really.
So, what is that bleeped out word? Let's go to your talk back, see if anyone's guessed it.
Hi, good morning, JV family. This is Emily from Vallejo, and is the bleeped out word for today jump rope? Happy Tuesday, guys. Love y'all.
Jump rope.
Oh, there's a few people that guess jump rope, and that's probably accurate. I could probably only jump rope for about 20 seconds.
I'm not a great jump roper.
No, I'm terrible
at
it.
You see those people that do it like super speed forever and like nothing is breaking them? How do you do that?
I've never understood that. I have to take these super high, awkward jumps to get the rope to go under. I've never mastered these small, tiny little bounces.
You have those like big, weird, awkward, floppy feet.
Yeah. I have to bring a jump rope in because that'll be hilarious.
We should try.
You have a jump rope?
I don't know.
The last time I tried was probably in the fourth grade, and it was miserable.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Lori in Morgan Hill, and my guess is reading. Have a great day. Bye.
Reading.
That's a good guess. If I was to lay down before bed and start to read, 20 seconds. I'm out.
That's it.
Hi, JV Show. This is Andrew from Hayward. Is the bleeped out word planking?
That's a good guess.
Planking. That was a popular guess so far this morning. Planking. And I'd like to think I can hold a plank longer than 20 seconds.
Like a minute?
But I wonder what the average is for the average, just your average U.S. citizen. How long can you hold a plank for?
Probably 20 seconds.
Yeah. Maybe less.
That's about right.
No one's gotten the bleeped out word yet. If you think you know what it is, leave your guess on the talkback mic right now on the iHeartRadio app. We're going to play more of your guesses coming up.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We are playing with the bleep word. All you got to do is guess today's bleeped out word, and you get a brand new JV Show chug mug, which Jess will be chugging out of later today at 8:20.
Hey,
she's spinning the chug wheel four times.
Yeah, she...
Be here for that.
Are we lining up four mugs all in a row, and she's knocking them down? Or are we, like, refilling the same one so whatever gross item is mixing with the next gross item?
Ew.
We need to think about the logistics of it.
It's got to be four in a row.
Okay.
That's how at least that's how I envisioned this dream of Jess spinning four times in a row.
Got it.
That's 8:20. Anyways, back to What the Bleep. In case you missed today's clip, here it is.
When I can usually only last like 20 seconds max, and I'd like to think that's probably average for most guys. It's gotta be.
Well, let's go to your guesses and see if anyone got it right today.
Good morning. This is Leela from Tracy. My guess is squatting. Get your squats in.
Never been too big on the squats.
Really? You don't ever work out lower body when you go to the gym?
No, I do. But, like, I'm not one of those people that's over there stacking as much weight as possible on there and grunting uncontrollably. Like, I do some, and then I move on. I don't spend 1 hour in that squat station like some people. It's just, like, do a few and move on to the next thing. You're doing too much.
Okay.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Jesus from SAC. It's the missing word this morning. Swimming.
Swimming.
I'm a phenomenal swimmer.
You are. You were like born in the water.
I did not. My
water
mom.
Birth?
It was not a water birth.
Oh.
No, but I've always enjoyed swimming. I'm pretty good at it. Although it's like anything, you don't do it. I'm probably not. I'm probably very out of swimming shape. But right. I know what I'm doing.
Hi everyone. This is Rosie from SF, and my guess is going to be pull-ups. Hopefully, I win this chug mug. Happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday. Happy Tuesday.
Unfortunately,
pull-ups.
You did not win the chug mug.
Could you do pull-ups, Jess? You work out.
Oh, no, I can't. I work out, but my upper body has nothing to show for. I mean,
what are you doing?
Neither does my lower body, but I'm working towards it, okay?
We've talked about this. Pull-ups are hard.
Yeah, they are. Friend.
Good morning, JV Show. Happy New Year. This is Jim from Castro Valley. My guess for the bleeped out word is sprinting. All right, guys, have a good morning.
Sprinting.
I think he's riding a tractor. He's driving
a lot of tractors in Castro Valley this morning. It's coming up in your traffic report. Let's go to the correct answer.
When I'm sprinting, I can usually only last like 20 seconds max, and I'd like to think that's probably average for most guys. It's got to be a full out sprint. As fast as you could run, how long do you think you could do it for? Full out. As fast.
Probably like 10 seconds, if that.
20 seconds 15. Would feel like an hour when it's like a full on, full out.
I haven't ran in a long time.
Me neither. It's not going to get, whatever happens, it's not going to go well. All right, let's give some shout outs. What's up, everybody? What's up? Thank you guys to everybody that played this morning. Jim in Castro Valley had the very first correct answer this morning, and he was on it fast, you guys. He got that answer in quick, so props to him. New Chug Mug coming your way. Not a lot of other people got it this morning, but several. Let's call it several. Several other people got it. Rebecca in Concord had it correct. So did Jesus in Sac. David in Richmond had it. So did Jonathan in Union City. Christine in Stockton said sprint.
So close.
Stockton, but thank you, Christine, for playing. Gio in San Jose and Leo in San Jose. Gio and Leo in San Jose both
Love
had it
that.
Correct, but
so cute.
You know, they weren't fast enough. They maybe would have been if they had been playing together. Next time, Gio and Leo should link up.
Yeah.
And try to play together.
That's a cute couple name, Gio and Leo.
Yeah, Gio and Leo.
I love that. All right. You know, it's all good, though. We're going to play again tomorrow at 7:05, so you do have another chance to win one of these Chug Mugs. Mm-hmm. Remember, when you win, check your email. That's how we're going to reach out to get you this muggy.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Monique from Union City. And the reason I love the JV Show is because it just brightens up my mornings in the morning. My kids just know it's only 94.9 in the morning on the way to school, and I listen to you guys on my way to work. It's just the best thing in the morning. Love you guys.
Oh, thank you for that. Love you right back. So we have tickets for the weekend at the Rose Bowl. It's a sold out show. You want these tickets? Leave a talk back just like that one on the newly upgraded iHeartRadio app. Leave your name, city, why you love Wild 94.9, and that's going to qualify you. It's like the easiest thing ever. Just do it between the hours of 6 and 9 to make sure that your talkback is officially entered to win. Let's go to the phones. Hi, who's this?
Erica.
Hi, Erica. How's it going?
Hi, good morning. It's going good. How are you guys?
Oh, we are
excellent.
Wonderful. Thank
best
you so
Tuesday
much
ever.
For asking. Graham, best Tuesday ever.
No, I'm just trying to get people hyped up, get people feeling good. It's just like a...
That's why we got Erica here.
All right, well, let's see if you can win some tickets. Jess, what is Erica playing for today?
You are playing for two tickets to see J Balvin.
Here's how it works. We're going to ask you four trivia questions. Just got to get three correct, 3 to 4, and the tickets are yours, okay?
Okay.
Here's question number one. We're going to jump right in. Question number one. What country hosted the 2024 Summer Olympics?
Paris?
Nope.
What country?
Paris is a city.
Europe.
Oh, no.
Nope.
Take another. Try again. Keep in mind that Paris was a city. Oh, it was the Paris Olympics. But what country? I mean, Europe, you zoomed out a little too far.
Yeah, Let's zoom back in.
Just slightly
just
back
a little
in.
Bit.
What do you got? Paris?
France.
There you go. That was the answer we were looking for.
Paris, Europe.
I'm so nervous. I can't
be. People say that all the time. Look, no need to be nervous. We're just having some fun here.
We're just having some fun. We're not giving you that one, though. Just to be clear, nerves or no nerves. All right, question number two.
I know.
All right, question number two. You need this one. In golf, what result on a hole is better, an eagle or a birdie? What would a golfer rather get?
Jesus.
You can't get Jesus on a hole. Well, I guess you could.
I would say in birdie.
Nope.
Ooh. Eagle. Eagle's the better score. It'd be 2 under par. Birdie would just be 1 under. That's a tricky one.
That is. All right.
If you're not a golfer.
Question number three. Naval, blood, and Mandarin are all different types of what?
I'm sorry, what was that?
So, naval, blood, and Mandarin are all different types of what?
Naval, blood, and Mandarin?
Mm-hmm.
Naval? I don't even know what you're talking about. it's a type of... Mandarin is a fruit?
More specific.
What kind?
I know they're like types of oranges.
Yep.
Oh my god, one on the board.
You ever had a blood orange before?
I haven't.
I think I have, actually, now that
they're
I think
good.
About it.
Yeah, just
say. Like,
yeah.
They're dark red on the inside. All right,
they're the darker ones.
That's okay. Right. All right, question number four. What type of orange and black butterflies are known for their lengthy migrations of up to almost 3,000 miles?
The monarch one?
Yep.
That's right.
There we go.
All right, strong finish.
There we go.
Rocky start.
So they didn't win.
But that means we're going to give her the first question, right?
Mm-hmm. What? We're not going to.
That's the first one. Please.
Erica, come on.
She got there eventually.
Paris, you're up.
Have to say, come on. Sorry, I tried, Erica. We really appreciate you being on. You mentioned you were nervous. We know that that does happen. And it's not easy calling us up and being on the air and playing this game.
Yeah. We respect you.
We really have a lot of respect for
not
you.
Not your intelligence, but we respect you as a person. I'm kidding.
Thank you so much for being on this morning. Don't hang up, though. I'm going to put you on hold, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, hang on. Graham, we got some shout-outs?
We do. Actually, just one dad, I think, in my DM says, hey, Graham, can you please shout out my daughter Taylor? Wish her a happy 8th birthday. Her and her sister listen to you guys every morning on the way to school. You make them laugh every time you say, who gives a fart?
Who gives a fart?
Have the best day ever. That's from Mom, Dad, Aria, and Zoe.
Woo!
Says also her friend Miles is turning 8 today, too. So happy birthday,
happy
Miles.
Birthday,
so
Miles.
That's sort of a double.
Who gives a fart?
And for Miles.
Who gives a fart?
Yeah, that's true.
Hottest. Trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
So J-Lo and Ben Affleck have settled their divorce. Now remember, this was a messy one because they did not have a prenup in place. Silly kids. So here's what we know about the settlements. It's actually not bad. Each person is walking away with what they earned in the marriage. You know, Ben did a few movies. He has a very successful production company with Matt Damon. They put out some films that did pretty well. So Ben is keeping all of that, as is J-Lo. She had some films. She had that album.
She had that really successful world tour, right?
Yeah, the one that she canceled.
Oh,
and I don't think the album did very well either. But,
that's
none of our business. Whatever she did make, she gets to keep. they also reached an agreement on the $61 million house that they bought together. But the terms of that are confidential. All we know is that the house is back on the market, has been for a while. So far, no takers.
That thing ain't moving. Well, it's
at all.
It's hard to sell a $60 million house. There's only so many people on the face of this planet that can afford that thing. And they have to, and people have a $60 million budget. They want exactly what they want. So if that house doesn't check all the exact boxes, people won't buy it. So you limit your number of buyers real quick.
Very true.
Really quick.
The settlement also revealed that J-Lo is dropping Affleck from her last name. So she's going to be Jennifer Lynn Lopez.
I didn't know she had officially made that change.
Yeah, I didn't either.
Legally, she did.
Oh, wow.
You know, as far as her career, she's always just Jennifer Lopez or J-Lo. But yeah, the divorce is going to be officially final on February 20th.
Imagine if she changed her name every time that she got engaged.
Oh, my God.
She'd have like 12 different names, and then she just kept them all and hyphenated them
all. Yeah, that would have been hilarious.
That would have been really cool.
Another arrest in connection to Liam Payne's death. So a few days ago, there was an arrest made. A restaurant server who allegedly gave Liam drugs before his death, he was arrested and charged. And now, I'm just reading this morning, a hotel employee, 21-year-old Ezekiel David Pereira, he surrendered to police through his lawyer. This was last night. They had set up this entire event, if that's what we want to call it. Police were informed. They went to his house and they arrested him. This is the one who allegedly gave drugs to Liam through the Dove soapbox.
Oh, okay.
Remember, there was a Dove soapbox found in his hotel room, and police figured that was like how some hotel employee was like hiding drugs in there and then bringing it to his room, because only employees had access to certain things in the hotel, that being one of them. So yeah, he was officially arrested will be charged.
And he's going to be charged, I don't know if you know, just on selling drug charges, or are they going to be charges involved in somebody's death? Because I have strong feelings about
this. I think this is just going to be supplying him with the drugs.
Okay.
From what I've read.
Which, that's fine.
Graham, what do you have?
All right, Kevin O'Leary, a.k.a. Mr. Wonderful from the Shark Tank show, said in an interview last night that he has put together a deal to buy TikTok. As you know, TikTok, whose parent company, ByteDance, is from China, they face a federal ban here in the United States. Biden signed that back in April. And unless they sell to a U.S.-based company, the deal, the ban's supposed to go in effect on the 19th of this month. We're already here, but we all know this is going to be a very long and very expensive legal battle because TikTok, they don't want to be forced to sell. They don't want to sell to a U.S. company. They're just happy operating and making a gazillion dollars where they're at. Now, Kevin O'Leary, he's been a successful businessman, but there's not a chance in hell he has enough money to pull this off. I've read that estimates put the U.S. arm of TikTok with a valuation of something like $84 billion.
Oh, my God.
He says he has former Dodgers owner Frank McCourt as his partner on this deal. That guy's really rich, too. I still think they would need to raise quite a bit of investment money to pull this deal off. O'Leary says that, quote, this isn't just about buying TikTok's U.S. assets. It's about something much bigger, protecting the privacy of 170 million American users. And to that I say, ha! No, it's not. It's about making a lot of money and buying
exactly
one of the most valuable social media companies on the planet. That's what it's about. That TikTok is printing money
so
right now.
The sale, let's say the sale doesn't go through,
which
is probably pretty likely.
Yeah.
The 19th rolls around. It's not like TikTok is just going to disappear.
No, they've already been arguing this thing. This legal motions have already been filed. I guess if the U.S. government really wanted to step in and say, well, we don't care, even pending all the legal battles that are going, you have to take it off the Google Play, you know, the app stores for Apple and Google. Mm-hmm. They could make you do that. Is anyone going to stop? Does that stop anyone from using it here? Of course not. And even if a federal ban, a stricter one, wouldn't affect, is that going to stop anyone from using TikTok here? No, it's still going to be used. So I don't know. I just think that a company with that kind of valuation and they don't want to sell, I don't know. If we're like, hey, we got a deal, we'll buy it. It's not going to be like, oh, yeah, sure, we'll sell. It's not going
to
be that
simple. Yeah, they still have to want to sell it.
This is going to be a very, very long legal battle. Yes. That's in my estimation. I don't know. I'm not a lawyer. I just play one on the show.
All right. I want to remind everyone that we are getting closer to 8:20, which is when Jess will spin the chug wheel four times in a row.
Quad spin coming your way.
I am numb at this point.
Your tongue won't be when you're drinking all this gross stuff. God.
I feel bad for your insides, Jess.
The JV Show on Wild
94.9. JV Show, my name is Elle, and me and my mom love listening to you guys on the way to school in the morning. But we wanted to leave a talk back because we saw Selena at the airport last week. She's on her flight to Cabo, but we're too scared to say anything.
They saw you at the airport on the way to Cabo last week. Wow. Yeah, Selena went to Cabo for were you there on actual New Year's on your birthday?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, we went for New Year's. Wait, why are people so scared? Like, come up, say hi. Although at the airport, maybe I did look a little unapproachable.
Uh-huh.
I always, you know, I wonder that because who's happy at the airport?
And everyone's stressed out.
Yeah. And I think I'm one of those people where I think you can see it on my face where I'm like tired, miserable, hungry, you know, all of the above. And I think I just probably look like a total B sometimes.
You're projecting active B face, not resting B face. Yeah. You just had active B face.
I might have been. But I promise you, if you come up to me, I would be so happy to meet you.
Except at the airport.
Yeah.
Or the grocery store.
Even at the airport.
Or if you're a DoorDash driver. Or anywhere else.
Anywhere else.
Outside of that, yes.
Hey, really quick, we do have tickets to see The Weeknd at the Rose Bowl. The show is sold out. This is like a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Jess, how can people qualify to win?
Super simple. You just have to leave us a talk back from the hours of 6 a.m. to 9 a.m., right? So you still have some time today. So you leave your name, your city, and you tell us why you love Wild 94.9. And just like that, you are entered to win.
Nice.
So very easy.
So do that now before 9 a.m.
It's easy. It's like, I'm Graham from Napa, and I love the time that Selena yelled at me at the airport. And that's why I love the show.
I would never yell at anyone.
Sure.
Unless it's my kids. If you see me yelling at my kids in public, mind your business.
Back up, mind your business.
Back up, that's the only time. Back up, don't come near. Which has happened to me, by the way. I remember yelling at my kids at Safeway one time, and someone comes up like, hey, Selena. I'm like, oh, hey, what's up? So there's a scam going around that I think everyone in the Bay needs to know about this. I myself have not experienced this one. Let me know if any of you have got this text message. But a lot of people have been reporting getting a text message to their phone that claims they owe money for using a certain fast track lane, like crossing one of the bridge or one of these toll roads.
Yeah.
And if you don't pay a certain amount of money, you're going to risk losing your license or even late penalties. You'll have to pay even more.
Now, oh, my God. I got one.
You got one of these?
I got one at the end of the year. It said, like, please pay your fast track lane on December 29th, like, in order to avoid excess fees or legal action.
How much did you pay?
I actually did owe one, so I paid it off. But I obviously didn't click on the link that they sent me.
But not that one. Okay.
Well, that's exactly what they're saying. So officials with Toll Roads, or the company that operates Fast Track, they're saying, look, they're never going to send you a text message if you don't have a Fast Track account. So that's number one. If you don't even have Fast Track, ignore the message. If you do have a Fast Track account and you get one of these text messages asking for a specific amount, it's not them, because they would never include a specific amount in the message. And they say, go to their website and then actually pay off whatever you owe, like Jess did. But these texts that are asking for a certain amount, it's a scam.
So now the scam.
Do not click.
They just handed out some pointers to the scammers, like, okay, your next round of texts go out. Don't put a specific amount in there. Just say there's past due bills, you know, owed, and you don't want further penalties. Click here to pay. You just fine tune things for the scammers. Thank you. Thank you.
That's a good point.
But
yeah.
Anything with a link, I am scared of clicking on it now. Anytime I get a text.
Me too.
If it has a link, I'm not clicking.
I feel bad for, you know, older generations. My mom is one of the people that will fall for anything.
Yeah.
Like, and now she knows to, like, screenshot it, and she'll send it to me. And my sister's like, hey, this says that I have Apple Cash waiting for me. How do I receive it? And then we're like, mom, do not do anything. Ignore that. Block it. Delete
they want to send
message.
You some Bitcoin? Hit yes. I'll accept. Here's my wallet. Here's my account numbers. Take it. I just get
that makes me sad.
The text scams I get almost daily now are that I went a long time where I feel like I was not on scammers' radars, and I just did not get these texts, but now I get them all the time, and it's, your package has been damaged. Click here to.
Me too.
Or the, we couldn't deliver your package.
Yes.
It's like that one, like, all the time, and that's like misspellings in it and stuff. It's like, they're not even, are you guys not even trying? Like, make it a little more convincing. It's not convincing at all.
I get a lot of scam emails.
Yeah.
Like, my personal email that I actually do use for things that are important. I got one this morning about Bitcoin.
Oh, yeah, hit really? Accept. Hit accept. Yeah. Bitcoin's dominating. You should accept that one.
No.
It's huge.
All right, Graham, what do you have?
All right, I wanted to talk about a new ban that went into effect, not here, but in North Korea. So, new ban alert. But hot dogs, glizzies, missiles.
No.
Have officially been banned by Kim Jong-un in North Korea. He sees it as a sign of Western culture infiltrating, you know, his country, and he's not here for it. And if you are caught eating a glizzy or meat missile or serving them, like, as a vendor, you're going to be shipped off to a labor camp.
Can they enjoy meat missiles at home in the privacy of their own home?
Oh, nope. You're not allowed to eat hot dogs. Sell them.
Can I think about hot dogs? Look them in the eyes?
Probably not. I wouldn't. I mean, I wouldn't try that. But then listen to this. So, no meat missiles. Say goodbye to those.
Okay, goodbye.
It's probably for the best. The hot dogs aren't really good
for you,
right?
Yeah, we don't know what's in those things. But they're so good.
We don't know. We do love them, but you don't want to know. The other thing that they've just announced, and I still don't understand this, because up until this point, there's basically, like, if you file for divorce for someone there, you immediately get sent to a prison labor camp for 6 months. You, the one filing for divorce, even if you're being abused or something, it doesn't matter. Legit grounds to get out of that relationship, you go to file for divorce, you get sent to a labor camp. Now, if either person files for divorce, both people get sent to a labor camp for 6 months. Would you guys...
How is that fair?
Let's just say you really want to divorce somebody, but you just got to get through 6 months at a labor camp, and then the rest of your life is yours. Not really, because you live in North Korea, but let's just say it was here. Would you go to a labor camp for 6 months
end
your marriage? Like, you're out there breaking rocks with a sledgehammer all day. You're building some train tracks or something. I don't know. It's hard labor. But then after that, boom, divorce goes through.
No,
you're free. You're
that's
free.
A tough one.
I might be stuck married.
Really? Yeah. I think I'd do it.
I think I'd do it
for
too.
The plot.
I don't think I can.
Make some friends while you're at it.
No friends are made. No, it's against the rules.
Taking
no friends.
Labor camp selfies with your besties. And like,
no, selfies not allowed.
Treat it like summer camp.
No, that's allowed.
Not allowed. Nothing
sleepovers.
To do it for.
Isn't that crazy that this is, it's 2024 and there are people on this planet that live in a place that's like that? You can't even eat a meat missile?
Yeah, so many things you take for granted here.
Wow.
also a lot of stuff wrong here too, but you know,
right. We got plenty of our own problems, but at least we can stuff our face with hot dogs.
Next on the JV show, Jess, how you feeling?
I'm trying to keep calm because I don't want to start sweating, but I'm getting harder and harder. Let's just say that as it gets closer.
Jess is going to be spinning the chug wheel 4 times.
Pay off her season-long bet with
you. Yes, it's all next year on Wild 94.9.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Someone calling you out, Graham.
Hey, uh-oh. Graham. You were talking about the Kim Jong-un thing and the hot dog and the labor camps. It's 2025, not 2024. Get it right, buddy.
Wow. Sorry, Mrs. Laura. Perfect. I didn't realize you've never misspoke before in your entire life. Sorry, some of us, our brains are still stuck in 2024 because it's been 2024 for like a whole year and an extra couple days. Now it's 2025.
Graham, relax. Buddy, sorry. It's fine.
Get a little worked up. Sorry. All right. 2025. It is 2025.
Before we get to Jess spinning the chug wheel, it's time for...
The four things you need a heads up on to start your day.
There is a change coming to Meta. Facebook and Instagram is getting rid of their third-party fact-checking program. We've all seen that under certain content.
Great idea.
So Meta said that those expert fact-checkers often had biases of their own, and so too much content was being fact-checked. So now they're going to be copying X of all platforms and using a community notes model where users decide when posts are misleading or need more context.
It's like Facebook's been sucking. What should we do? Let's look to a platform that's really excelling.
Copy X.
Yeah, they've been doing great. Let's copy their model. All right, more salt in the wounds for the fans of the Sacramento Las Vegas A's, formerly of Oakland. The team has now decided that after decades of never paying to keep any of their top players, that the second they leave town, they're going to start doing just that. Yesterday, the team announced they signed designated hitter Brent Rooker to a 5-year, $60 million extension, something that's absolutely unheard of over the past, I don't know how many years. This comes on the heels of the A's signing pitcher Luis Severino to a $67 million contract earlier this offseason. Go A's!
Nice. Some fog this morning, but it'll most likely be clear and sunny during the day with temperatures reaching the mid-60s overnight. Oh, no, mid-60s, and then overnight lows will drop to the 40s. Sorry.
Got that right.
I'm a little nervous right now.
Hey, Cancer besties. Hey. Your day today is going to be an 8. It's time to push for a big professional prize. Take charge and go for it. Your persistence will finally pay off, and you'll get further than you imagined you could. Go get your bag, Cancer besties. Get your bag.
All right, Jess. Get up to the chug. Well, can you explain why she's spinning?
All right, we are live on Instagram, JV Morning Show, if you want to hop on and witness at least the spin portion of this. And then I got to set up what Jess will be chugging. Jess and I had a season-long bet in the NFL. Her team, because she's from Salinas, is, of course, the New York Giants.
Can I pause? Really? Did you really think the Giants were going to do better than
Better than 3, yes.
No, better than what was was 7 was
Vegas,
the number?
Odd total was 7.
And you thought they were going to win at least 7 games.
I was hopeful they'd at least get to 6. Again, Graham set the number at 7, and I tried to get it down. He did not allow for
Vegas
that.
Vegas had it at 6.5. I can't argue with Vegas. Round up to 7, of course, because we can't do a half of a spin of the chug wheel. All right, so the New York Giants unfortunately finished with only 3 wins on the season, leaving a differential of 4. That's the number of times that Jess has to spin the chug wheel. Had they gone over 7, I would have had to spin the chug wheel the number of times they went over those 7 wins. So I could have been chugging this morning, except the Giants stink. We all know that. all right. The 2025 JV Show chug wheel has been revamped. A lot of new entries on here.
I am scared. I don't even know what's on this thing yet.
So I'm going to go through what is on the wheel. This morning's featured item is something called Beanie Weenie water. If you know what Beanie Weenies are. Selena, do you know what Beanie Weenies are?
It's like those little weenies from like gas stations.
A Beanie Weenies come in a can. I think it's hot dogs and beans, little mini hot dogs and beans all in the same can, but there's a lot of that water in there. So we'll be draining that out. Leave a couple chunks in there, of course. All right, we have straight lemon juice on there that I think was on there towards the end of last year. That's something that went viral on TikTok. A lot of people drinking that. Okay. Jalapeno juice. We have Graham's mug water making an appearance on there. You'll be chugging some water out of my coffee mug that hasn't been washed in all of 2024. Tonic water is still on the wheel. Nobody's hit that yet. Beet juice is a new entry. How do you feel about beets?
I've never liked them. My mom used to force me to drink beet juice when I was younger, so I'm like a little traumatized, but it's better than the other stuff.
All right, beet juice on the wheel. And then finally, we have the soup du jour, which is the soup of the day. And this morning, I just checked with the chef. It is a creamy clam chowder.
Yeah.
All right, Jess is going to spin the wheel.
By the way.
And it will be cold and extra watery.
Oh, my God.
gosh. Wish me luck. Wish me luck.
All right, Jess is going to spin the wheel four times.
I feel like it's not that bad, except for the beanie weenie water.
And she's going to be chugging. Now, in theory, it could hit the same thing four times in a row. So you could be chugging four doses of beanie weenie water if it should
hit
that.
So we're doing half mugs for each.
Four times. Half mugs for each just to limit the amount of liquid that she's going to be.
Less than half mugs.
Three-eighths of a mug will be filling up. All right, let me turn this around, Jess, so we can see you spinning.
All right, give it a spin.
Hop on JB Morning Show if you want to. See Jess spin the wheel. Why are you sweating so much? You're going to be fine.
Just,
all right.
Just give it a spin.
Spin number one of the wheel. The wheel is now turning. And it has landed on. Oh, the wheel's backtracking to soup du jour. So she'll be drinking some clam.
Mind you,
Selena, can you write this down so I can remember what I'm going to prepare?
No, it landed on tonic water, then move.
Give it another
then
spin,
move
Jess.
Move back. If you need me to tighten the wheel up, I can do that for you. All right, spin number two is underway. Graham's mug water will be the second item that she is chugging. So if you're scoring at home, clam chowder to Graham's mug water. Spin number three is happening right now. And the wheel has chosen another shot of Graham's mug water. So she's going to be...
That one will be pretty clear.
And
after the last
spin number four... She will be drinking jalapeno juice. So
okay, I'm not mad at the jalapeno juice, obviously.
So she's going.
Oh my gosh. So she's going
clam chowder, two shots of mug water, and right into the jalapeno juice.
And when you say shots, it's not shots.
No, it's going to be a healthy amount.
And yes.
I'm actually on that one because I want her to drink it out of the mug.
Yeah.
So
it's going to be a little bit, Graham.
Yeah, but you got it twice in a row. Do I double it up is what I'm saying.
I mean, look.
I don't want to put my lips on
too bad. Those are the rules.
No, we get the water. We put it in your mug, but then we put it in the chug mug.
No,
okay, fine.
So
I'll shake it up in the mug.
Yeah, because you got to get all the bottom of the mug.
That's disgusting.
That's
not doing
the
that.
Point of
Seriously,
the mug
that's
being
supposed
on the
to be
chug
the point.
Wheel.
All right, we'll discuss.
We're going to discuss this during the break. And then stay with us because next, Jess is chugging.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
It's Wild 94.9, the Bay's number one hit music station. The JV Show.
Yes.
Oh,
that's usually where you say, I'm Selena. And then I say, I'm Graham.
I don't know why. I had said it in my head. And I was like looking at you guys like, hello, say your names.
Okay, now say it out loud.
Let's try it again.
Let's start over.
Yeah, take it from the top.
You know what? We weren't even on the air right there. We can just start right over.
Back
that
up,
was just for practice.
Top.
Chapel Rona, Wild and Free, the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Ram.
And I'm Jess.
Perfect. Nailed it. Jess, how you feeling?
I'm nervous, but I'm sticking with my mindset of just getting it over with.
Good.
Wait till you hit that first clam chowder that she's chugging.
If you're just tuning in, Jess lost a bet against Graham. She just spun the chug wheel four times. We got four chug mugs in front of her with clam chowder, water from Graham's coffee mug that hasn't been washed in ages.
She hit that twice.
She's chugging jalapeno juice. Jess, you're going to chug in a second. First, a talk back.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Priscilla from San Lorenzo. How could you not love Wild 94.9? I mean, I grew up in Wild 94.9. It's been my commute, radio station, everywhere I go. And when I'm out of town and I lose a signal, I use the iHeartRadio app because I need to listen to you guys. You're so entertaining, so funny, and I just love you. My kids love you.
Thank you so much. I need everyone to know about the amazing things we're doing here on Wilds, aside from making Jess chug. four times. We're giving you these sold out tickets for the weekend at the Rose Bowl. You have 20 minutes left this morning to get your talkbacks in. Just leave us a talkback on the free iHeartRadio app with your name, city, and why you love Wild. And that's it. That's going to qualify you for these tickets that nobody else can get right now because, like I said, it's sold out.
Yep.
So we got your way in on the talkback mic on the iHeart app. All right, Jess, are you ready to chug?
No, I am not. Okay, so I'm going to start, obviously, with the clam chowder because that's what it landed on first, right? And by the way, we are live, JV Morning Show. Head on over there.
Yes.
Hurry.
Please do if you want to witness the chunk.
Follow us. All right. So clam chowder.
She's going for it.
Filling my bet. Here we go.
It's chunky. It's a hearty winter soup. But
damn,
it is
clam chowder. You hella thick.
But this clam chowder is cold and a little bit watered down. So she could chug it. So she could chug it easier.
And it,
there's no.
Ew.
Oh, the chunks. She just hit some chunks. How'd that clam jam taste? Oh, she has a clam
she's
mustache.
Chewing. She's going to chew it. Ew, she's chewing.
Hearty potatoes, huh?
And because
One done. Oh my God.
One
very
done.
Chewy.
Keep going. Keep going.
And because we're not cruel, these aren't full chug mugs. A little.
This is brown
half.
Graham's mug water next, and it came out really brown and gross looking. A lot of bacteria
Ew.
In there. She's
oh,
got another
oh, she's
one
just
of those.
Hammering them down.
Back to back. Graham's
Jess.
Mug water down. She's three
Go,
mugs.
Jess.
She's three mugs in.
I just
in.
Couldn't think about that one too much because I would have thrown up.
Tasted like a little piece of me, huh? Delicious.
Ew, now we both Ew. Have a little bit of Graham in All right.
This last one, this. Yes, Selena had to drink my bath water. And this
are
last
we Eskimo
one,
sisters? I think we are.
I think you guys are. This last one is the jalapeno juice, and this came out kind of chunky. I don't know what this is going to be like, but it's not going to be good.
I don't think it can be that bad. Done.
Oh, she hammered that
Look,
one like a
topping
pro.
Topping it off with the jalapeno.
Look
there
at
we
that,
go.
And a chaser. Woo!
That wasn't so bad. Good job, Jess.
Thank you, New York Giants.
Honestly, the best thing that could have happened to me today was getting the jalapeno juice at the end because that...
Reset just your palate at the end, wipe to clean, clean slate.
Now I just have to go home and take a nap and forget about the fact that I drank something that has also
Graham's
touched,
DNA in
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
People on Instagram are loving it. Go Jess.
Oh,
Jess is a
God.
Champ.
That
Hell
was
yeah,
good.
Jess. The Chug Wheel champion. Someone just anointed
yes!
you. Good
the
job.
The Chug Wheel champ.
Woohoo, Jess.
I don't know if that's a title that I like having because.
The Chug Wheel champ. I like it.
I like that too.
The
it's
People's
sticking.
Champ.
Good job, Jess. Did it.
Yeah, a lot of people.
The New York
Thank
Giants
you
would be proud if they gave a fart
on social media. Oh my God!
How does your boyfriend feel about this? It really is his fault you had to chug because
yeah,
he made you a New York Giants fan.
Yeah, but I think he probably would have advised me not to bet because he knew how bad
no
the team
faith,
was going to do.
No faith in his team. Wow,
yeah,
some
knew,
fan.
He knew how bad
but
the team was going to do.
Still very smart. Very smart.
Yeah, but you know what? Here I am representing, regardless,
Good
right?
For you.
Win or lose. So hopefully we'll see some more wins.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, guys. It's Angie. Happy New Year. I feel like I haven't talked to you in a while. Good job, Jess. The Giants still suck, but whatever. Great job on chugging. And have a good day. I just wanted to say hi. Also, shout out to my cousin, Tracy. I'm glad you're feeling better after your knee. All right. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Shout out Cousin Tracy.
Shout out Tracy.
Woo!
What's up, Tracy?
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
So our girl Zendaya is engaged now. There
wow.
was a lot of speculation after she showed up to the Golden Globes with a huge rock on that finger.
Mm-hmm.
Afterwards, it was confirmed through sources that, yes, they are engaged. Tom Holland, her man's, proposed sometime between Christmas and New Year's. You know, one of those days where we all forget what day it is and what we're supposed to be doing and
yeah.
all that stuff. So it happened at some point then at one of Zendaya's family homes. Tom didn't make a huge show of it. It wasn't some huge over-the-top proposal. It was something small, low-key, intimate, and it was just the two of them. Nobody else.
Very special.
Very special.
Yeah.
Romantic.
Wait, you didn't have a photographer to capture every moment? I thought you had to have that when you proposed.
You do.
Oh.
According to Jess,
they
you
whiffed
do.
On that one. Was this something that I was asked about when I made my predictions for 2025?
No.
Oh, okay. I kind of thought I had a weird memory that maybe I had.
Not but, them.
All
no.
right.
The wedding is not exactly happening anytime soon. They both have a lot of work commitments coming up, so it's going to be a while before they get to wedding planning. Sources also say that Tom met up with Zendaya's dad months ago to ask for Zendaya's hand in marriage. Tom felt it was like a very important step that he could not skip because he obviously wants her dad's blessing, and also he's just a really traditional guy like that. Obviously, he said yes. They're engaged. Congratulations Woo! To them. Graham, did you talk to Kate, your wife's dad, before proposing?
Yes. You have to have the talk, right?
Was it scary?
You're very, very nervous. Very nervous. Even though you, I feel like, knew that I would get his
yeah.
blessing. Our talk was a little awkward because of the sequence of events of, you know, when Kate and I can't say met, but started dating because we'd known each other a long time. We just knew we were going to get married. So it was like the timeline was very accelerated. So I feel like the ring was in the shop getting made and we were already looking at wedding venues. So it was like we had already toured a wedding venue and then I'm asking his permission, but I'm still waiting for the ring. You know, it was like the time he was probably like, wait a minute. You guys are all like looking at wedding venues. Nobody's talked to me yet and you're not engaged. You know, the timeline was a little blurry, but
yeah.
the talk did happen prior
and
to the
engagement. And had he said, no, I do not approve, you still would have proposed.
I would be devastated. Can you imagine that feeling? Not having the support of their of your significant other's family?
Would that have stopped you?
Probably not, right. But wow, that would be brutal.
Yeah. Graham, what do you have?
All right, well, in a pretty surprising turn of events, 49ers wideout Ricky Pearsall says that he forgives the teen that shot him in the chest during that attempted robbery in Union Square back in August. Pearsall missed the first six games of the season, but then he returned, made his season debut, and he played really well down the stretch, showed he has all the skills to be a top wideout in the NFL, which is great news for the Niners. Great news for him that the bullet miraculously didn't hit anything, any major organs in his chest. Well, after the team's loss to the Cardinals on Sunday, Pearsall said, quote, "I don't know how he grew up. I can't judge him as a man just based off of one action that he made," which, again, some people would argue you could judge him for that action, but he is taking the high road here. He also wanted to say, for me, just being able to forgive him at the end of the day, I have to be able to forgive him to have that weight off my chest. He went on to say that he is open to and wants to meet him at some point. Again,
really?
The suspect in the shooting, a 17-year-old kid from Tracy, he's been charged with attempted murder and two other felonies, but he thinks maybe he could create an impact in his life and is open to meeting him and has said again that he forgives him. I want to ask you guys first, would you be able to forgive a person that shot you in an attempted robbery?
No.
I wouldn't be able to get maybe.
It would take me a long time.
That's what I mean. It would take me a long time for me to have that sort of mature reflection on the events. And so I applaud Ricky Pearsall in this situation because that's incredibly difficult. I don't think any of us could forgive somebody this soon afterwards. Now, I do have a thought because one in a million shot that it went through his chest in one side and out the other and didn't hit anything. What if it did? What if this derailed his NFL career? Do you think he would still have that stance? Because he showed that he could come back and play great on the field and he's made a full recovery and he has a very bright and lucrative future in front of him in the NFL. What if he didn't have a bright and lucrative future in front of him in the NFL? I don't know that he'd be in the same forgiving mood, right? I wouldn't.
That's
you
a good
ruined
point.
My life's dream to play in the NFL, and I never got to take the field after that. Sorry, I'll hold that grudge for a long time.
I know, but they say you shouldn't.
They say
if you
shouldn't.
If you want to truly be at peace and you shouldn't harbor any negative feelings. I want to believe that even if things had been worse, that maybe he still would be this mature about it.
I feel like
we'd all learn something from that, although it's not easy.
No.
That's tough.
That would be one that 20 years down the road, you'd finally, I gotta let go of this anger.
Yeah.
And if this did happen to you, would you want to sit down with that person and have a conversation? I mean, I would have I have questions, but now that guy gets a free meet and greet, gets to hang out with
He's not getting autographed swag. Pearsall's not signing a jersey for him. I would meet with the person under one condition, that I get to just take one clean punch. I get to just sock him one time right in the face. And then we can sit down and talk.
What about in the nuts?
Right there. I'd get to kick him there too. And then we can sit down and talk. Fine, I'll autograph a jersey
for
you.
What if it's a woman?
After that, same rules. Same rules.
Oh, no.
Sorry.
Graham.
You shot me. You shot me.
Wow. That was a trick question.
Yeah.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Thank you so much for hanging out with us. One last talk back for the weekend tickets. Managed to squeeze in before the clock ran out.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Selena calling from San Jose. Just wanted to say I listen to you guys every morning at work. You guys are the biggest chismosos, and I love it. Have a great Tuesday. Bye.
Bye. Thank you so much for that. Was that a compliment or?
I mean, you know what? I'm a chismosa and I'm proud.
What does it mean?
I don't think it's a bad thing.
You're nosy.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we are.
Yeah. A lot of gossip.
Yeah.
We love the JV Show. But that's what we're here for. Hey, so she left that talk back trying to get these tickets for the weekend. He's performing at the Rose Bowl. It's a sold out show. We have your tickets here on the JV Show. In order to qualify, you just have to leave a talk back just like that one with your name, city, why you love Wild 94.9 between the hours of 6 and 9. So that window has closed for this morning, but tomorrow morning.
Yeah, do it tomorrow.
We'll be back at it 6 a.m. right here on Wild. All right, Graham, what's going on?
All right, first I want to read a tweet because as you teased this a moment ago, our buddy said, checking in on Twitter, X.
X.
He's the only one still on there.
Yeah.
But he says, unfortunately.
Why are you on there? Hold on. Why are you still on there?
Unfortunately for DC Comics, they don't put out anything good. Now, Selena, you teased that I was going to be talking about a new DC Comics series. And said, you were probably right. Until this. Listen to this title. DC Comics they've announced a new series.
Okay.
It's a comic book series, not yet adapted for TV. It's just the comic book series.
Okay.
And it is titled Harley Quinn's Fartacular, Silent But Deadly.
This is real, actual DC.
It's a comic all about Harley Quinn's farts. On the cover, it looks like the sky is raining beans, and she has one leg lifted, and there is a green cloud of gas.
No way.
Being expelled.
Why?
This is the official synopsis from DC Comics. It says, I've been holding in all my very worst bits of bubble guts for the last 32 years. This must be Harley Quinn speaking about it. And it's all been leading up to this epic expulsion. Your nose will never be the same. You'll gag, you'll cry, you'll feel things you ain't never felt before. I read there's also going to be a scratch and sniff in there.
No,
at one point.
Come on.
Now,
this is not real.
Part of this, they say, is it's the April Fool's edition, but it will, by what I can tell, be an actual comic book series. It's being launched as part of the upcoming April Fool's Day, but towards the end of March, you will be able to buy Harley Quinn's Fartacular, The Silent But Deadly.
What?
Are you guys here for a fart comic?
No.
If you love comics and you love farts, what's not to love about this?
I don't love either of those things. So
you don't?
Mm-mm.
No. That's you. You love farts. You're the only person I know that loves farts. Yeah, well, you and my kids.
I'm just not a big comic book guy. Last night at dinner, right before dinner, we were about to sit down as a family and eat. My kids, we have a Google Home thing, and my kids discovered that you can say, hey, Google, play a fart sound. And it will. It will respond. And each time, it's a different one. And they have never cackled so hard in their entire lives. And my wife just looked at me with one giant eye roll. And she said, if there was ever any question that these are your children, that's now been answered.
Yeah.
And then we sat down to dinner, and then they are shouting to the Google Home from the table across the room
Your poor wife.
Oh my God. Knock it off. That's enough. But there were a couple that had me, I laughed out loud a few times because each time was a different sound. And they even on the Google Home screen put up a picture of a different person's face that I assume is the one ripping it. So if you need some entertainment, you can ask your Google for that.
Oh my gosh.
Does Siri do that?
I think she does.
Maybe you should ask her.
Ask her.
Yeah.
I don't think I have mine set up.
What do you mean?
You don't have Siri set up on your phone?
I get ridiculed for being a Google phone user, and she can't even talk to her own phone.
Hey, Siri. Uh-huh. Play a fart sound.
Here's Oops. I heard by fart sound effects on Apple Music.
Okay, delivered.
It worked.
She delivered one.
Fart sounds on Apple Music?
Is that Siri's response when you try to speak to her? She's like, uh-huh.
It's like, it's different every time.
She's like very annoyed
by
you.
You
must ask her a lot of stuff. She's just like,
actually, she's like, what do you want this time?
Uh-huh.
What do you want?
Ask me something stupid. Yeah.
She's like, if you give me attitude, I'm going to give you attitude back.
Right. Yeah, my Siri's kind of mean to me. This is after years of abuse. Okay,
fine. You deserve it.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.